Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Still here, John.
And I have to be very appreciative because Christina has participated in the first hour, which is unusual because usually she's on her computer doing 311 or doing some other craziness for the town. But now we have the Christina Lou Show, but this is the anniversary edition.
And it's the Cinco de Mayo. This is just water, guys.
Come on.
Because what would PI radio show be without like party favor?
Oh.
So we could officially kick it off.
Now, is Jay home today?
No, Jay is working.
Because I haven't seen him walk by yet.
Yes, no, I'm going to transform my house into put my little flower in, into like a little Mexican restaurant later for our anniversary since we can't go out. So we'll see how this goes.
Very, very nice. Well, actually, you know what? Since this particular part of the show is what's going on around the town. And, you know, we try to give people interesting things to do, but also the tremendous things that are available in the town. I want you to tell us about your anniversary dinner that's being planned for tonight. Jay's not listening to the show, so. Hold on one second. The reason I'm saying that is people have anniversaries, they have birthdays, they have lots of different things at this time, not at this time of year. Every day there's somebody, and just because you're in quarantine doesn't mean you have to do nothing. You can do, would it be the same as if we weren't in quarantine? Absolutely not. But, you know, you got to use your head and say, guess what? I can't change what's outside, but I can change the way I'm looking at it. And therefore, how do I want to make this night better?
Well, I think that's well said. And you know, all you guys obviously both know me very well. And in regular life, I try to make, you know, everything kind of have a fun little spin to it. And especially in this, you know, it's difficult. Like I said, I mean, our anniversary, it's always fun because we got married on Cinco de Mayo. So it's always, you know, like an even more of a reason to kind of go out and celebrate.
Okay, let's go there. Wait one second. You got married specifically on Cinco de Mayo because you wanted that? Or that was the day?
Well, it actually was just, I was like really kind of easy. So I wasn't very specific with things. I knew I wanted to get married on the beach. And I wanted to, so obviously it's very expensive during some months. So I said, let me just take a shot and try May 5th because May 5th actually fell on a Sunday in 2013.
Okay.
So we did it. And anyone that was at my wedding will tell, it was the most perfectly warm, like unusually warm day for May. And every Sunday that month after that, it like downpoured. So thank you, whoever was watching me, the man upstairs. It was just like, it was incredible. So it was actually really nice to wake up today and see the sun shining, you know, cause it's these little things. That's all we could kind of hold on to for that. So what's really nice, you know, I really want to encourage people to, because listen, I am so fed up with cooking. I mean, I think we've kind of addressed that on every week. It's just like a whole project now, you know, and you don't have the liberty of being like, oh, I'm just gonna run to the supermarket and pick up A, B, C, and D, you know? So you really kind of try and maximize your thought process. But what's nice, like, you know, and I want to encourage people to take a night off from cooking and to order from a local restaurant, you know, and really how important it is. Because I think about that all the time, you know, there's these little mom and pop restaurants around me and they're the ones that are really going to suffer through this time. So what's really cool about today too, is that a lot of, if I didn't prepare and have all the ingredients, obviously to whip up a little Mexican feast tonight, I would have, because there's a lot of local restaurants doing these single kind of specials and they're so incredibly reasonable. So you could really look it up. I think there was some being promoted on News 12, I heard earlier they were doing. So I know not everyone might have little tiny mini maracas, you know, in their house.
Your anniversary is going to be on News 12?
Listen, who knows? We'll see what happens. But you know, you can really do little things. And I would really encourage you to check out, it makes it easier to do with these little local restaurants and so on, that are around. So that's cool. It's exciting. I'm excited for today. It's really, my husband, is a man of many talents in regular life, but during the quarantine, which I've been with this man for almost 18 years, did not realize how truly talented he is at drawing. Apparently he's been kind of just hiding that little thing, but what he started doing in the quarantine for like therapeutic purposes, was just to sketch. So he, has just been drawing beautiful things. So I hope he's not listening right now, cause then it'll just blow the surprise. I hope he's working hard at work. But I got him a whole set of all different kind of art stuff, because of course I just go excessive. I find out what you're into and then it's just like, boom. And it's also our copper anniversary. So I got him a little copper penny that has our date of year. It's engraved. So, you know, it's these little things.
So you gotta- nice.
I believe my mom baked us a cake, which I'm excited about too. So nothing stopping us from celebrating in the Fennell Lou house. You know, that's really...
You know, but you honestly, I mean this very sincerely, and it's a compliment to you, but you have the personality to deal with a storm. And at the end of the day, you could lament and whine and cry because it's May 5th and damn it, you're home and you can't go to a restaurant and you can't do this, or you can't do that. And that's not going to change anything. Yeah. Instead, you're going to have a nice night with a flower in your head. And
a little margarita
and whatever it is going on, but it's the truth. At the end of the day, guess what?
No,
it'll be a memorable one, and someday you'll look back on the what is it, Cinco de Mayo of 2020, and what a wonderful night it is.
You know, Donna, it's a simple statement. The only thing you can change is what goes on between your two ears. You can't change a lot of other things in life, you know, outside your control, which a lot of things are. And Christine is a good example of making the best of it. And you're a pretty good example of that yourself. So.
And so are you, Otto. I think that's, you know, listen, obviously, you know, we talk about this and that's what's nice about the show too, because part of giving information is also during this time is being real with, you know, how people are feeling, because that's equally as important for everyone, because it's, you know, I look around, I personally have been affected by all kinds of stuff during this crazy quarantine. People I love have, you know, just things you'll see on TV. And it really, it's very easy to let it get to you and kind of break your spirit. You know, and I always think about Otto saying that, you know, it takes a lot more effort to kind of overcome it and try and keep the positive groove going. Like I said, it's not an easy thing to do, but it really is something that can make this whole experience easier. Like I said, we don't know exactly when it's going to, but I feel like we're taking steps, you know, we're like slowly getting there to kind of some kind of normalcy. So
I don't want to take credit for this, but I did get an email from Evelyn Roth, who you know, and she said a very good comment. She said, it's not like we're Anne Frank living in an attic for 2 years. You know, that's not what we're doing. We're not living in an attic for 2 years. If you think about that, you know, living in an attic by yourself for 2 years, that's not so good. So this is, you're able to still look out, and it's a beautiful day outside right now. You know, we're here and moving along, and got to bear up and be positive. There's a lot of things that we're gonna miss right now, like your birthday, your anniversary, what's gonna be next.
All right, we're just gonna have one gigantic party. So that's what I'm just leading up to. I'm gonna say, we're gonna be so pent up. All my friends were actually sending me messages saying like, we have so much to celebrate. Like, I don't even know. I mean, it's really, I go crazy to begin with. I don't even know like what kind of shindig I'm gonna need to throw once it's all okay by the government, obviously not trying to break any laws. You know, it's just, but like Otto was saying, it's so true. You know, in times like this to really, you need to step back and just count your blessings. You know, thank for the little things, because as you said, it really could be way worse, you know, and luckily we have a lot of luxury and convenience, and that's all we can do right now. So that's it. I'm going to wear this flower in my hair and just try the most of today.
You know, the other thing too, which does prompt, you know, sometimes things change accidentally. And like even the Christina Liu show going to an hour, which is different. And I'm not saying what happens when things go back, but, you know, and I'm not knocking old time radio, but this is nice doing the hour because it's twofold. One, it's very personal. Mm-hmm. And then we're still giving stuff, you know, there's much less going on in the town. There's stuff going on in the town. I'm not saying there isn't. And we'll talk about that. I know the beaches or the parks are opening soon, mm-hmm. but we'll talk about that in the next segment. But, you know, this becomes, it's the humanistic part of it, you know, which is very, very nice. There's no question about it. And you were saying, and just, I want to hit this briefly because I don't want to talk a lot about it, about Jay being drawing. And I saw that collage or whatever you want to make in reference to Charlie, which was really special. At the end of the day, it was special. And if we were all at work, and I'm not saying he wouldn't have had the time, but something like that may not have been created because he would have been tired. He came home at 6 o'clock at night. He's going to do it tomorrow. Everybody's going to do everything tomorrow. Well, now this is an opportunity because we're forced almost. You want to do something, you know, you're sitting around the house. I'm not saying he's at work today, but you don't work every day. And something like I go home earlier every day and, you know, I come in later. It's not a full day because it doesn't have to be a full day. There's a lot less going on around the world. So to take those times and share, that's what we're doing, which is fun.
I agree completely. I've done a lot of things in the last 6 weeks of however long this is. I think a lot of people out there in my bracket have a lot of old photos and a lot of old videos and, you know, a lot of old history of their family, their heritage, and maybe now's the time to sort of force yourself to do something like that so future generations will have that. I had a two-hour video of a trip that we took to Germany in 1988, and the two-hour video was way too long for anybody to tolerate. So what I did in the last couple of weeks is I broke it down into about 17 different clips and segments, and there's something in there. I have a great uncle that was 93, Uncle Heinrich Glotz, and I met him in Germany. He's still wearing wooden shoes when I saw him. We have a wooden on the farm, and I thought about that. This man was born in 1890. He was my great uncle. He is my grandchildren's, my children's great great uncle, and my grandchildren's great 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 uncle, and they're now able to see him speaking and having a drink with me on video. And you know, it's that's mind-boggling to me. You know,
that's amazing. And,
you know, that's a good picture of his farm that he was living on, and it still had an outhouse even though it was 1988. But I was able to put that into a form that's now captured.
You know, I'm gonna put you on hold, Otto. I want to continue with that, but we're gonna take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Otto in Germany.